On Thursday, two Baltimore mayoral candidates released their plans to address the city's housing problems. Businessman David Warnock made his announcement in West Baltimore about an hour and a half after City Councilman Nick Mosby released his proposal online. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has a look at both plans.
Both Warnock and Mosby said their plan connects people with jobs while addressing housing needs at the same time. Warnock staged a news conference in front of an abandoned storefront in Harlem Park. He said you have to deal with people before you can tackle housing issues, and that vacant properties, 16,000 in total according to Baltimore Housing, should be used to create job opportunities.
We can transform our city's vacant housing problem with real jobs, real opportunities, real programs that strengthen each and every neighborhood in our city.
Those programs would use demolition and rebuilding projects to teach skills to people looking for work. Warnock pointed to his own company as an example.
Like we've done with Green Job Works, where people get lead paint remediation skills and certifications, get asbestos remediation skills and certifications.
Mosby said his 12-page plan, which covers several areas, including homelessness and vacant properties, was developed after a lot of conversation.
We sat down with hundreds of folks, subject matter experts, community leaders, law school professors, anybody that is really willing to talk about the challenges that plagued that city for far too long.
Mosby's plan envisions a tiered tax system that would penalize property owners for abandoning them and leaving them in poor condition. He also wants to bring to Baltimore a rapid housing program, which seeks to put the homeless or those under threat of homelessness in permanent housing quickly. Mosby said Utah saved thousands of dollars per person with their rapid housing program rather than putting them in homeless shelters. Both he and Warnock went to see Baltimore Housing Commissioner Paul Graziano out the door. Graziano has been under fire since a scandal involving maintenance workers at public housing complexes demanding sex from female tenants in exchange for home repairs. The city settled a class action lawsuit brought by some of the tenants for $8 million last month. Mosby called for Graziano's resignation. Warnock said he would fire him if elected. Kenneth Burns from West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.